Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
But first here, she really likes this guy, but this dude's taking off for a job, so she wants to know, do I stay with him? Do I cut him loose? Should I ditch him or date him?
She wants to know, should she ditch or date? Make a move or wait? Should she keep him or dump him? She wants to know if she should banish him or be smashing him, bury his bones or jump him.
Want to run this by The Bert Show and our fam? Hit us up at thebertshow.com. Yo, I recently went out on a date with a guy who I really like. Capital letters, really. I was so excited for the date, and we had such a great time. There's one huge problem. He told me that he might be moving soon due to his job. I really like him, like a lot, capital letters again. But we've just started seeing each other, and I'm wondering if it's wise to allow myself to develop strong feelings for someone who's on the brink of leaving. Should I continue investing my time and emotions, risking the possibility of falling for him, only to have a long-distance relationship forced upon us? I'm worried about getting emotionally involved, only to find myself in a situation that might not work out. Or should I just take the chance and figure it out when the time comes? This is the first guy that I've really felt a connection with. Would you do it or would you just walk away? Obviously, the fact that he even asked me out means that he's open to it. So what do you think?
So our past experiences obviously color how we see certain situations. And for myself, when I hear this, I say you continue to date and see where it goes. Because when my now husband and I started dating 17 years ago, 1 month into dating, I got a job in a completely different state to start my morning radio career. And 6 months later, he moved to that state to be with me. And we've been together ever since.
It's kind of an anomaly, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I think.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's more common than people think. I mean, I'm currently in a long distance relationship. So yep. when we first met, she was hesitant about it for that reason. But I had no doubts at all. I knew this wasn't going to be a problem. I mean, you make it work when you really feel that way about somebody. As hard as you hear people say it is to date and to find somebody that you're going to really like and really want to be around. When you find that person, I don't think you let distance stop you. That was not even a thought for me. So if you like him like that and he's in it and you're in it, don't let this stop you.
Yeah, it's not uncommon at all. And I don't always think it has to end and somebody actually moving for their job. So one of my close friends from college, like the first month that she moved to her new city, she moved to Charleston. She was working in local news. And I remember she told me on like their second date with the person she's now married to, she was telling him how like, oh, in 2 years, my contract's going to be up and I'm going to have to hitchhike and move somewhere bigger. And so he thought, oh, well, I guess this is just going to be like a casual relationship. Spoiler alert, ended up not being a casual relationship. And because he was the one, and I guess this is the exception to the rule, she decided to stay in Charleston and be with him because they ended up getting hitched.
Okay. The key word here that I'm reading this email is he told me that he might be moving soon due to his job. So it's not like he has the job and it's committed. So many things can fall through when you're planning on getting a job and moving to another city. It doesn't sound like it's 100 yet. So I think on the fact that it's a might, I would play it out also.
Yeah, because I mean, again, it's up in the air, and it's still early. I mean, it's kind of like a risk reward kind of thing. And I mean, we had somebody on the show who was in a long distance relationship and that did not work out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously that is a possibility and that's something that can happen. But because it is new, just see how much you like them. And I wouldn't ditch yet. I would continue to date. But if you are the type of person, depending on your love language, like, you know, mm-hmm. Mo, you're an introvert. So long distance relationships work for you, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So if you are the opposite of that and you know, like your love language is spending time together, well, then that's something you have to take into consideration.
You know, this could be an emotional mirage also, right? You're all intoxicated by the newness of this relationship. You're really not sure if it's the real thing yet. I always had a very difficult time in those first couple of months trying to figure out really what was real because everything's so exciting, right? So you got a bunch to balance out here, but I think based on all this right now, it's so wishy-washy, I'd go for it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He's either going to be the one or he's not. And if he's not the one for you, him moving is just going to speed that up. But if he is the one for you, then mm-hmm. long distance is going to feel like nothing.
There you go.
Go for it.
The Burt Show.